Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster. Welcome to the Buckmaster Show on this Wednesday, January 23rd, 2013. Yesterday, a record-breaking 81 degrees, 80 again today, would tie a record. Do you believe it? In about 7 days, the difference in temperatures that we've had here, a record-setting 17 degrees last week, and now we have these truly spring-like temperatures, only in Tucson in January, I guess. We are live noon to 1 on the home of the Buckmaster Show, AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's intelligent voice. We're also Southern Arizona's most powerful news talk station, a station that has great reach. We're streaming our show at buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com, and we post the program to buckmastershow.com, to the tucsonsentinel.com website, and the Tucson Citizen site as well. That's tucsoncitizen.com. During the noon hour today, we have a lot lined up for you. We'll spend a half an hour with our contributor on health, Dr. Victoria Mazes, who heads up the Center for Integrative Medicine at the University of Arizona. At 30 minutes past the hour, we will have a report card on the condition of Pima County roads as we talk with the county's Director of Transportation. Do you have a pothole or a street that you believe needs attention? We would like to hear from you during our conversation with Priscilla Cornelio, the County Transportation Director. And then we'll close out the show with a big event to benefit the Community Food Bank of Southern Arizona. Our Buckmaster Show live line is 790-2040, 790-2040. You are invited to join us anytime during the hour. And if you have a question or comment, we'd love to hear from you. Joining us now on the Buckmaster Show, our contributor on health, Dr. Victoria Mazes. Dr. Mazes is an internationally recognized leader in integrative medicine. She's the executive director of the Arizona Center for Integrative Medicine. She is a professor of medicine, family and community medicine, and public health at the University of Arizona, in addition to facilitating growth of the Arizona Center for Integrative Medicine. Dr. Mazes helped develop its curriculum. She has pioneered multiple educational innovations, including innovative family medicine, integrative family medicine, which I'm sure is innovative as well, and integrative medicine in residency, both national models for educating primary care physicians. She's the co-author of Integrative Women's Health. Dr. Mays's new book will be released February the 5th. It's titled Be Fruitful, The Essential Guide to Maximizing Fertility and Giving Birth to a Healthy Child. Victoria joins us now on the Buckmaster Show live line from back east. Victoria, how are you today?
I'm well. Thank you for having me.
How are you surviving the cold weather back there?
Not too bad. Not like Tucson, but not too bad.
Let's talk a little bit about your new book. What led you to write the book, Be Fruitful?
Well, I think people face enormous challenges with fertility today, and I care deeply about the impact of some of those challenges on the health of our next generation. At the same time, given my experience in integrative medicine, I know that there are incredible resources that women and men can use to enhance their fertility and to enhance the health of their child.
Well, it's certainly an area you've been interested in for a long time, correct?
Absolutely.
Summarize for us some of the challenges that are unique to modern women when it comes to becoming pregnant and some of the challenges that their mothers and grandmothers may not have faced.
Well, I think there are many challenges. The average age of childbirth has gone up, and as women and men age, they become less fertile, and there are some things that increase the risk to their child. And I think it's important to know this is not just women. For fathers, when they're over the age of 40, they have increased risk of having a child who has schizophrenia or autism. We face the challenge of all of those industrial chemicals, over 80,000 of them that are in use, and many of them are endocrine disruptors. So they interfere with the normal actions of hormones, which, of course, are critical to conception and pregnancy. We have rampant obesity, and as you weigh more, your chances of becoming pregnant go down, your risk of miscarriage goes up, and your risk of a complicated pregnancy go up. The American diet, we've often talked about diet together, it's exactly wrong for fertility. And finally, lots of people are under a lot of stress, and you think about it from an evolutionary biology perspective. If you're really stressed, the message that the hormones in your brain are going to give to your ovaries, or for men, the testes, are wrong time to reproduce, and they're going to shut down, especially in women, the ability to conceive a child.
We're talking with Dr. Victoria Mazes. If you would like to join in the conversation, if you have any questions about fertility, Dr. Mazes would be delighted to take your question. Her new book is titled Be Fruitful, The Essential Guide to Maximizing Fertility and Giving Birth to a Healthy Child. That book will be out within the next couple of weeks. I want to talk about diet, Dr. Mazes. Does diet make a difference in fertility?
Absolutely. And there are actually specific recommendations that I make when I see women in my practice. Some of them come from a study out of Harvard, the Nurses Health Study 2. But you're also perhaps going to chuckle because the Mediterranean diet actually has some very strong evidence for women who are trying to conceive naturally, but also for women who are trying to conceive with the help of in vitro fertilization.
And you know I'm chuckling because over the years, Dr. Mazes and I have talked often about the Mediterranean diet. It's very, very helpful in so many areas. In our lifestyle. Not only losing weight, but now you're saying in fertility too. So for those who have not heard our previous conversations about the Mediterranean diet, summarize for us, Dr. Mazes, what are we talking about?
Sure. Well, it's a whole food diet that focuses on vegetables and fruits and whole grains. There's not so much animal protein. There is fish in the diet. There's a little bit of dairy, mostly as cheese and yogurt, as opposed to drinking milk. Olive oil is the primary oil that's used, and a little bit of red wine. The interesting thing is that some of those specific things come out to be quite important in fertility. For example, consuming less animal protein, especially less chicken, less red meat, less turkey, turns out to improve fertility. More vegetable protein, that could be from nuts, that could be from legumes, also increases fertility. And fish and eggs had kind of a neutral effect. It didn't sway fertility in one direction or the other.
Let me ask you about the folks that may go the vegan route. Perhaps they've cut out all meats and they're going vegetarian. Any evidence that that would help the fertility?
You know, there's not good evidence for becoming more fertile when one follows a vegan diet. From the traditional Chinese medicine perspective, which, as you know, is a part of what we turn to in integrative medicine, there's actually a sense that it's important to include some animal protein when trying to conceive. We need to have enough weight on our bodies. We need to be well nourished in order to become a healthy vessel for creating a new life.
How about supplementation? Do you think it's vital for a healthy pregnancy?
Well, you know, it's interesting. There's a lot of controversy about multivitamins. You and I have talked about this over the years, but this is one domain where there is no controversy. Every organization, the American College of Obstetrics and Gynecology, the American Academy of Family Physicians, the American Academy of Pediatricians, all agree that women of childbearing age should be taking a prenatal vitamin. And this is because half of pregnancies in the United States are unplanned. And it turns out that multivitamins can increase fertility and can reduce the risk of miscarriages.
Dr. Victoria Mays is with us on the Buckmaster Show live line. She is back east where it is very cold, and we are lucky to be out here in Tucson. We're going to take our break right now, but we're going to come back with Dr. Mays, and we're going to talk some more about her new book, Be Fruitful, The Essential Guide to Maximizing Fertility and Giving Birth to a Healthy Child. If you would like to join in the conversation with a question or comment, 790-2040, 790-2040.
Hey, we're at this incredible event put on by who else but Arizona Party Row. Everybody who's anybody is here, aren't you?
This is John Fina.
You're...
This is Jim Levinsky.
I know that face.
I'm Bruce Peet.
Hey there.
This is Andy Brown.
Great to see you.
Hi, this is Burt Williams.
I thought I just saw you at...
This is Bob Schaff.
Thanks for coming.
My name is Jerry Fitzgerald.
You look familiar.
Dave Fitzsimmons.
Gosh, it's great to see you.
This is Chris Edwards.
Hey, come on in.
This is Rita Marshall.
I didn't know you were coming.
This is Bill Huss.
Can I get you anything?
Hi. Richard White.
Hey, how you doing?
Bill Viner.
Hey, this is Ken Flower. You can join the party too. Go to ArizonaPartyRental.net.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. Everyone is switching to high-efficiency appliances because they have money, and a Culligan high-efficiency water softener does the same. But did you know that you can rent rather than buy? Think about it. No equipment to pay for upfront, money-saving purchase options if you change your mind, and service calls are included in the rental rate. In fact, you'll never have to pay for another water softener, ever. So now you can get all the benefits of soft water for less when you rent from Culligan. Imagine a spot-free home, softer skin, and brighter laundry for dollars a day. Even better, a Culligan high-efficiency water softener saves up to 46% on water, salt, and energy, plus helps all your appliances last longer. Let your Culligan man take care of your water when you rent the world's most efficient water softener. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700. 792-9700. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cañada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's VSCOT.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
If you love antiques like I do, I strongly suggest a visit to Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American Western art. They also have a fantastic selection of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell. Adobe House Antiques, 325-9439. That's 325-9439.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is a very special place, offering a continuum of healthcare in a resort atmosphere. Splendido received two 2007 Best of 50 Plus Housing Awards from the National Association of Home Builders for overall best continuing care retirement community and interior design. Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com.
Inside Pyramid Federal Credit Union, customer service is what we do. Outside, community service is who we are. Inside, we help generations achieve their financial goals. Outside, we help those in need. We reach out to our members. We reach out to our community. Because Pyramid Federal Credit Union is passionate about one thing: people. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life.
the RTA, delivering our promise to you, completing more than 500 projects since its inception in 2006. Projects underway include the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson and the Kolb Road extension at Tanque Verde. Please watch for workers and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel in our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
It's 12:20 on the Buckmaster Show, the midweek edition. It is a Wednesday, and Dr. Victoria Mays is the executive director for the University of Arizona-based Center for Integrative Medicine. That's the center that was founded by Dr. Andrew Weil, is with us on the Buckmaster Show live line. Normally, Dr. Mays is with me in studio, but she is back east today, and we're talking about her new book, which will be available February the 5th. In fact, you can pre-order copies, and many people are, at Amazon.com. The name of the book is Be Fruitful, The Essential Guide to Maximizing Fertility and Giving Birth to a Healthy Child. Dr. Mays, we've been talking about some of the challenges. We're talking about this very modern world of ours containing many toxins, and we've been talking about supplementation. And what about stress? What can a woman do to reduce their stress during a period where, obviously, it's very stressful? They're trying to conceive.
Right. Well, the good news is that there are many practices, and in Be Fruitful, I review a few of them. They include things like breathing exercises. You know, our breath is always with us. We can slow our breath down. We can deepen our breath, and it's a free, ever-available resource to quiet our nervous system and to tone the parasympathetic side of our nervous system, which is the resting side as opposed to the activating sympathetic nervous system. For some, there's meditation, guided imagery. There's some wonderful guided imagery tapes that actually guide you. So you listen to them and they help you relax. They help you focus on becoming more fertile. There's yoga, and there are actually some specific yoga practices that one can follow for fertility. There's Tai Chi. So there's lots and lots of things that women can do.
How about men?
Well, many of these are also accessible to men, and there aren't necessarily any gender differences in the things that we can do to help us relax, although I would say fewer men that I know use what we call retail therapy as a relaxation tool.
But are there any things that men can do to kind of help the fertility process?
A different question.
Yes.
Absolutely. There's doubt that there are a number of important things. Diet matters for men as well. Getting enough omega-3s is important for creating normal sperm, eating a lower-fat diet. Multivitamins are incredibly important for men as well, because one of the major reasons that men become less fertile is because of oxidative stress and creating these reactive oxygen species. Well, there have been over 34 trials looking at men receiving antioxidants, and when they do, they are five times as likely to be able to impregnate their partner and have a live birth. The other thing for men is that the things that they're exposed to in the environment. Think about all the men who wear their telephone on their waistband. That's a lot of electromagnetic field that they're creating right near their testes. And sperm are exquisitely sensitive to this kind of electromagnetic field. Same thing as putting your laptop on your lap. Not something you want to do maybe ever, but especially if you're trying to conceive a child.
Yeah, I never thought about that. Yeah, you don't. Yeah, try to keep that to a minimum, I guess.
Yeah.
Right, keep the electronics in a different place. Victoria Mays is with us on the Buckmaster Show live line. And Rose, are we going to take? Yes, we are. We're going to go now to the live line, and we're going to hear a question from. I don't see who that is from, but let's go ahead and take it. Go ahead.
This is Sheldon Bill. I'm on the mailing list of the Center for Integrative Medicine. Recently received a letter from Dr. Andrew Weil, and I received letters from Dr. Majors as well. He refers to the Cuban model of health care further down the road, but in terms of learning something from the Cuban model of health care, is there some sort of national security concern here? Perhaps, Mr. Bill, could you comment on that as well as Dr. Mays? Thank you very much.
I'm not sure. We're a little bit off topic there, but I think this was in reference to the Cuban trip.
Yes, so yeah. I went on an incredible trip to Cuba, and we did have visas from the U.S. government. We did a people-to-people exchange, so there weren't any security issues. And I would say in terms of fertility, the Cuban government does a lot that is right. They make sure that women who are pregnant are receiving healthy food. If they need some additional support, they get it to them. All health care is free in Cuba, and so there's access to multivitamins, to doctor's visits, you know, right from the start, and to excellent advice for conception and also for being in the best possible shape while you're pregnant.
Yeah, and tourism is picking up. It's a huge industry for Cuba and many Americans going there, and they are part of groups like you and Dr. Weil were part of a group, and that is very much, it is not a national security concern. I want to take another call. This is about fertility through studying ancient cultures. Go ahead. You're with Dr. Mazes.
Hi, my name is Greg.
Go ahead, Greg.
I wonder if she's familiar with the work of Weston Price when he, back in the 30s, studied some indigenous cultures. And some of these cultures had pretty elaborate preconception periods, actually. Sometimes, for 18 months, they would give all the supreme nutrition to the two parents-to-be and try to get them in just top physical form. And it'd be passed on to their offspring. Is she familiar?
You know, I'm glad you brought that up. In Be Fruitful, I do look at some traditional cultures, and both from the perspective of Ayurveda, which is the healing system of India, where couples are indeed given special foods to eat if they're very traditional and are being followed by a Hindu priest, they may be given specific meditations to follow together. They're given specific herbs to take, sometimes for the man, ashwagandha, for the woman, shatavari. And there is actually a period of abstinence before they seek to conceive. The same thing in traditional Chinese medicine. There are specific foods that are recommended to enhance fertility. So this is some of the wisdom from ancient cultures that still exists, but perhaps we know less about, and I've tried to include some of it in Be Fruitful.
A couple of quick points, Dr. Mazes, before we wrap this up. In researching the book, what surprised you the most?
Well, I'd say more than surprised, I was really outraged as I read about the number of environmental chemicals that our children are exposed to. In umbilical blood, when it's been tested, there's been found to be over 200 chemicals. That's before a baby takes a very first breath. So we really have to be advocates for change, you know, that these chemicals need to be tested and they need to be reduced. There are things individuals can do by eating organic, by following that Dirty Dozen and Clean 15 and drinking filtered water, even avoiding scented products like scented candles because they have these synthetic fragrances that are endocrine disruptors. I think that we've got to change policy, but we also have to take individual steps. And I've tried to make clear and hopefully practical things that people can do day by day in their lives.
Only about 10 seconds left. You have a quick, what's the kind of bottom line advice then to seek a healthy pregnancy, Dr. Mazes?
That we can prepare for a healthy pregnancy and that there is much that individuals can do to really push the odds in favor of having a healthy child. It's well worth doing.
Dr. Mays, is a pleasure as usual. We'll see you next month. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
The name of the book is Be Fruitful, The Essential Guide to Maximizing Fertility and Giving Birth to a Healthy Child. The author is Victoria Mazes, Dr. Mazes, and the book is available at Amazon.com. Will be released nationally on February the 5th. This is the Buckmaster Show, the midweek edition. We'll be back. If you've got a favorite pothole or a road that needs attention, give us a call.
SRN News. I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. It looks like the federal government will not be in danger of default, at least for the next several months. The House has passed a measure to let the government borrow enough money during that time. The Senate's expected to approve it and immediately send it on to the White House. Secretary of State Clinton is challenging Republicans for focusing on the comments made by U.N. Ambassador Susan Rice in the days following the attack on the U.S. consulate in Benghazi, Libya, that killed four Americans, including the U.S. ambassador. A teeth-chattering cold wave with sub-zero temperatures expected to keep its icy grip on much of the east into the weekend before more seasonable temperatures bring some relief. On Wall Street, the Dow is up about 72 points, the NASDAQ ahead 10, the S&P trading 2 points higher. More details at srnnews.com.
The nonprofit Tucson Animal Rescue Organization, Tucson Wildlife Center, is in the midst of a capital campaign to build Arizona's first state-of-the-art hospital for wildlife. The facility will help staff and volunteers care for nearly 1,000 raptors and mammals it receives each year at its Far East Side facility. To donate online, go to TucsonWildlife.com. For more information about wildlife rescue, visit the website or call 290-WILD.
Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for authentic wood-fired Neapolitan pizzas, plus delicious pastas, panini, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is homemade using the finest and freshest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore has two locations open daily, Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events.
There are a million people in metropolitan Tucson, and they have a million stories to tell. That's why there is TucsonCitizen.com, the voice of Tucson. Nearly 100 citizen journalists and bloggers, including the Buckmaster Show, report the news and provide perspective, opinion, and information about everything from local politics to the Arizona Wildcats. Visit TucsonCitizen.com today to read what you can't find in traditional media or to contact us to add your voice to the voice of Tucson, TucsonCitizen.com.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is one of Southern Arizona's crown jewels. You will find that the services and amenities offered at Splendido rival those of a fine resort. But what sets Splendido apart is a continuum of health care that allows for a full life today, knowing tomorrow is secure. As a true continuing care retirement community, Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com.
Karen, could you run to the supply closet for some trophy polish, please?
Do we have trophy polish?
Well, we better find out. See, I just called Cox Business to give our company faster internet and great phone service.
Oh, good.
They've got a J.D. Power and Associates Award, Karen, and they're going to be here any minute.
So you think they bring the award with them wherever they go?
Put it this way. If you were ranked highest in customer satisfaction, wouldn't you?
Maybe.
I just want to be prepared, Karen. I just want to be prepared.
Shine up your business with Cox Business. Ranked highest in customer satisfaction among data service providers for small and mid-sized businesses. Power your office in Phoenix with Cox Business and take advantage of our special offer. Bundle Cox Business internet and phone for only $95 per month. Switch to Cox Business today. It just makes sense. Visit coxbusiness.com for offer details. Offer valid until April 1st, 2013. Prices exclude taxes and other fees and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Other restrictions apply. For J.D. Power and Associates award information, go to jdpower.com.
Biosphere 1 is the world we live in. Biosphere 2 is an amazing reflection of Biosphere 1, a UA Science Innovation Center transforming, not conforming. Making ideas happen, like the massive new mountain slopes of the LEO project, which is reinventing Biosphere 2 into a remarkable enterprise for 21st century discovery and imagination. The impossible is possible. Biosphere 2 embraces the complexity about the future of the planet, developing and testing sustainability strategies essential for a better life. Become part of this center that is becoming the incredible new UA Biosphere 2. See why Time Life Books named it one of the 50 must-see wonders of the world. The University of Arizona Biosphere 2, an inspiring adventure for visitors with guided behind-the-scene tours. Open daily, north of Tucson, America's Science City.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our neighbors realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and build a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's PCC students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a smart, thriving Tucson and Pima County. Our region has not been immune to the unprecedented economic challenges of the past few years. During this time, PCC has prided itself on offering crucial programs and services at an extremely affordable price. We remain one of Arizona's best education bargains. With your ongoing support, we look forward to embarking on new directions and building new community connections that ensure the people of Pima County will prosper today and in the future. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. We're pushing toward 12:37 on this Wednesday. This portion of the Buckmaster Show comes in part from Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley. Splendido is a true continuing care retirement community for adults 55 and better. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com. Joining me now in studio in the AM 1030 KVOI studios, Priscilla Cornelio, the Pima County Transportation Director. Priscilla, good to see you.
Good to see you too. Thanks.
And how would you characterize, as we get 2013 going, the state of our roads? And I know recently you and the city's Transportation Director, Daryl Cole, gave a State of the Streets speech to a women's organization, Women in Transportation. How are our streets right now in the county?
Well, as I got up to give the talk, I talked about that it's my tale of woe, that we in Pima County, we have about 1,800 miles of paved roadways that we maintain. And we have done analysis of the condition of the roadways, and 61% of our roads are in poor or failed condition. That's pretty sad.
That is really sad. And what constitutes a road that is classified in poor or failed? Is poor, are these two different categories, or poor or failed, is that one category?
No, they're two different categories.
So what's poor is the worst, or failed is
no,
the worst?
No, failed is the worst.
Okay, so what characterizes the poor and the failed?
For the failed, you practically have no pavement left.
Okay.
Unfortunately. And poor, it's just very rutted and a lot of cracks on it. So, but, and it's very unfortunate that in the past that our revenues have been, you know, swept by the legislature, and we did not have the funds to adequately maintain our roads like the way that we should have been doing. And as a result, we're kind of fallen into a hole that's going to be really hard for us to dig out of, because it would cost us so much to fix our roads up. As an example, the county administrator has given us he's given us $20 million to spend on pavement preservation. And he gave $10 million last year, another $10 million this year. And so we've gone out and we have completed some of the work. I would say we're about halfway done and during spending the money. And some roads, we'd put a chip seal, like we put a chip seal, I think, up in your neighborhood.
Yes, in the Fletcher-Caeda area. And we were very, very pleased, all of us, because what we'd been doing, or what you folks have been doing, not the neighbors, we've been watching as year after year the little bit of black on the potholes. This was a street kind of a renovation, I call it. But I'm pleased with it, and so are the neighbors. Right. And I noticed our side streets in the neighborhood all got that treatment as well.
But the unfortunate thing is it's expensive to do anything. And so last year, fiscal year, we had, and then this year, we will do a total of 171 miles. So you go, oh, that's a lot of miles that you're going to, like, reconstruct or chip seal. Well, guess what? That represents 9% of our roads.
Yeah, because you said there's 1,800 miles of roads, right?
Correct.
That Pima County's responsible
that's
for.
That's correct.
790-2040, 790-2040. If you have a particular pothole or a street that is of concern, Priscilla would love to hear from you, and perhaps we could get some action on it. 9%. So this money is just really a drop in the bucket. Now, if we could get another $20 million for the next fiscal year, beginning July 1st, that would do a little more.
Do another 170 miles of roads. And indeed, the county administrator said as part of the budget hearings he's going to be doing in a couple months or so, that he's going to propose to give us another $20 million for the fiscal year that starts next July 1st. So
Okay. We're
hoping.
So there's a little bit of light at the end of the tunnel. Let's talk now about specific roads. What do you have working right now? What are some of your marquee projects?
Well, we did one of the things I think I'm the proudest of, which we actually did a few months ago, was Campbell Avenue from River all the way up to Skyline. And as part of that, we widened it, paved the shoulders, and put in bike lanes. And, you know, for the most part, all of the other jobs that we're doing, we're just doing an overlay. We're not making them any more capacity. But that was very, very successful. We heard from a lot of bicyclists that they really, really liked it, what we did.
And that was kind of challenging because there's quite a few curves and on that stretch of roadway.
Right. And so that was one job that's already been done. But we've done a section of Craycroft from Craycroft and Kolb at Sunrise. You go north all the way around, and Craycroft links up with Kolb. We did that also. So that's been good. And then we have your subdivision that we've done.
Fletcher-Caeda.
Russ. And then Las Lomitas we're doing also. And we're getting ready to doing, like, a River Road. We call it the Stone Avenue Loop. That one, we're going to be moving forward on it. Oracle Foothills Estates, that's a whole other subdivision that's all done that we've already done.
Now, these are projects that are not joint projects with the Regional Transportation Authority. These are exclusive Pima County road jobs.
That's correct. The RTA says they do not maintain roads, and they don't pay
for
maintenance.
That's right. So they're not involved with this. Cortero Farms, La Cholla, La Cañada, all under construction right now?
Absolutely. Isn't it wonderful?
Yeah. I mean, I don't mind as long as the work gets done and it gets done right and it improves the situation. Now, are you, in very few cases, you're actually pulling up the existing pavement. Are these then kind of redo type projects?
So the RTA projects that we're doing, I'll give you an example.
Okay.
Cortero Farms McGee from Thornydale and ultimately all the way to Oracle Road. And we're digging it all out and starting from scratch. And one of the things that we're doing is not only do we replace the roadway and build it correctly, but we take care of drainage considerations. We put in sidewalks. We put in bike lanes. And you have a brand new roadway. And I go up in the northwest northwest side of town. You know, we have so many roads under construction up there. And I like telling the story that if you were somebody in the northwest and you left 2 years ago and you come back in another year or so, the whole area would be totally, totally transformed for all of the roads that we've totally rebuilt, again, by putting extra capacity. We've gotten rid of all of the congestion, and we've fixed all the drainage problems up there and then put bike lanes in.
So this 61% of the county roads in poor or failed condition, that will percentage will go down, presumably, then in the next year or two after this program is completed?
Well, slowly it'll go down. I mean, as an example, all of Quarterra Farms, all the way from Thornydale to Oracle is, what, 4 miles?
Mm-hmm.
So you're not taking, you're not addressing all of those. As we said, 171 miles that I'm doing with my pavement preservation, that represents like 9% of our roads. So
if someone has a concern, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
Well, I have the number to call for.
Okay.
If you have a
There's
pothole.
A road, a pothole or a road hazard.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It is 740-2639, and that's where you call to report potholes or any safety issue associated with our roads. And because we have, as I said, about 1,800 miles of roads, we can't know what's happening exactly everywhere. And so that's why we would like your, you know, the folks who are out there listening to you now, if you find or you see any hazards, let us know, please.
740-2639. Kind of think of it as a pothole, a hotline number for you, and the Pima County Transportation Department will get on it. Priscilla, you decided to go into the business because your father was in the transportation business in Washington, D.C.
That's right. My father was the deputy transportation director for the Bureau of Highways in Washington, D.C.
And there's still very few women in your business.
Right.
Is that changing?
Oh, absolutely. As we were kind of chatting before, that when I went to college to study civil engineering, there was like 600 guys and there were three of us women. I would say now it's more like 15% are women in the field.
Good. Priscilla, thank you very much. And again, that number is 740-2639. If you have a problem, a pothole or a street that you'd like attention, Priscilla Cornelio and her team at the Department of Transportation in Pima County will address it. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks.
This is Ken Flower of Arizona Party Rental. Here's what our customers are saying about us.
They always go above and beyond to make sure everything is just perfect.
Nobody does it better than Arizona Party Rental.
They are one of the most professional group of people I've ever worked with.
They maintain high standards and deliver five-star service.
Arizona Party Rental always comes through with a smile.
Their selection is amazing, their advice terrific, and their service is remarkable.
Thanks a lot, everybody. Hey, you can join the party, too. Go to arizonapartyrental.net.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
The Rug Gallery is celebrating its 25th anniversary jubilee celebration with a colossal tent sale, offering up to 75% off at La Encantada Shopping Center at Campbell and Skyline in Tucson. With over 2,000 hand-woven imported rugs from around the globe, the Rug Gallery has rugs just right for your home or the largest palace. With an international reputation, the Rug Gallery has graced the cover of Christie's magazine and is featured in many other high-end publications. Stop by and check out the Rug Gallery with Arizona's largest in-stock inventory of fine, high-quality, hand-woven, imported rugs during the colossal tent sale with up to 75% off at Tucson's La Encantada Shopping Center in the foothills of the Catalinas. Or visit the Rug Gallery online at ruggalleryaz.com/sale or call 571-RUGS. Finding the perfect Tucson rental home is now easy thanks to Tucson Rental Homes, which offer high-quality 1, 2, and 3-bedroom luxury rental homes with private gated yards in a classic Santa Fe-style architecture. Designed, built, and managed by Tucson Rental Homes, prices start at just $750 a month. Check out our many homes now available at TucsonRentalHomes.com. Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Think credit unions don't have the locations or ATM networks that the big banks do? Think again. Pyramid Federal Credit Union offers fee-free ATM access at 120 ATMs in Southern Arizona and 60,000 ATMs throughout the country, plus free shared branch access at credit unions nationwide. And the convenience continues online with free bill pay and 24/7 online banking. So no matter where you are, you're just around the corner from Pyramid Federal Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Open your account today. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life.
Since 2006, the RTA has been delivering our promise to you, finishing more than 500 projects. Current projects underway include the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson and La Cañada Drive from River to Ina. Please use caution and obey all traffic signs. The RTA has ongoing support of expanded SunTran, SunVan service, and Sun Shuttle neighborhood service. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel around our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
Why should you fly at a TIA? Easy. Do the math. First, airfares are extremely competitive, so you won't spend more on your tickets. Second, you'll save at least 4 hours of your precious time, not to mention a bunch of money on gas. Third, covered parking right by the terminal is only $9 a day. And fourth, TIA offers daily nonstop service to many of your favorite destinations. So, what does it all add up to? Easy. Fly TIA. It's the way to go.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show at 12:51 on this Wednesday afternoon. This portion of the Buckmaster Show is brought to you by our friends over in Silver City, Grant County, New Mexico, where historic downtown Silver City will be awash in gourmet chocolate. If you like chocolate, you're going to want to head 3.5 hours east of Tucson. It will be worth the visit and the drive. This event is Saturday, February 9th. It's called Chocolate Fantasia, and there will be 24 chocolate stops. So lots of gourmet chocolate. My goodness, you might not want to even eat for a week before you go over to Silver City. Lots of wonderful places to stay in Silver City, including Gila Hot Springs Ranch, Lake Roberts Motel, Little Toad Creek Inn, and Manzano's RV Park. You can find out more by going to their fine website, southwestnewmexico.org. Well, Mardi Gras 2013, the big fundraiser of the year for the Community Food Bank of Southern Arizona, is this Saturday night. Joining me in studio, Jack Paris. Jack is the public relations manager for the Community Food Bank of Southern Arizona, and Stephanie Van Kemper, the chair of the 2013 Mardi Gras. Stephanie is with Cox Business, and we're glad to have Cox Business as one of the sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Stephanie and Jack, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Stephanie, tell me about this big event. It is Saturday, and it's going to be this year at the Casino del Sol Resort.
Correct. Starts at 7 o'clock. We have 3 live bands, including Batucache, the Muffalettas, and 80s and Gentlemen. There's going to be New Orleans-style food.
Cajun, huh?
Yeah. Hurricane drinks being passed around, and tarot card readers to read your future.
Wow. So it's going to be like visiting Bourbon Street right here at Casino del Sol. All of it gets underway at 7 o'clock in the evening, and there's some celebrities that will be there.
Yes. Our honorary king and queen this year are Mark Kelly and Gabrielle Giffords, and our reigning queen is Betsy Boulding.
Betsy Boulding, of course, longtime service to this community, and Betsy's going to be honored and well-deserved. Jack, let's talk a little bit about your needs right now at the Food Bank of Southern Arizona. How is the year starting out so far for you?
Well, Bill, November and December are always our biggest months at the food bank, and after that it kind of drops off. Our donations slack off. So we started out last year doing very well. Last year we distributed 27 million pounds of food, enough for 62,800 meals. We're still distributing about 31,000 food boxes per month. And, you know, our requests for help are still up 8% over last year. And we've kind of run into a hitch in the fact that our monetary donations are down a little bit this year. So we're hoping events like the Mardi Gras 2013 are going to help us make up that gap we have right now.
Stephanie, what can people do to take part? I mean, should they dress up in costumes, or what's the proper attire for the event Saturday?
Yeah, well, it's costume is requested, but casual is fine too. Our CEO likes to say, "Come as you really are."
Bill Carnegie must have said that. So let's say it's Stephanie. It's costume friendly.
Costume friendly, yes.
And so, what about tickets?
Tickets are on sale. They're $125 or $12.50 for a table. Table sponsors are still up for grabs. And you can get those at MardiGrasTucson.org.
Can folks show up at the door?
We wouldn't turn
anyone away.
Without
a ticket. I mean, they can buy a ticket right at the door.
Correct.
And get right in. Jack, you were in the news, and your boss, Bill Carnegie, the head of the food bank, this recent cold snap. I was remarking, Jack and Stephanie, at the beginning of the show, I mean, the temperature swing between last week, where we had 17 degrees and this record cold, and now we had yesterday 81 degrees. Well, during that record five straight mornings where it was below 25 degrees, I know that kind of put a crimp in your fruit collection that you do down in Green Valley.
Well, at Green Valley and here, Bill, much of the citrus was lost due to the cold weather. They tell us that any time the temperature gets to 28 degrees for more than 4 hours, the citrus freezes, and then when it thaws out, it rots. So we have a gleaning program that we go out and help people pick their citrus fruit this time of year. Usually we collect about 100,000 pounds of citrus, but we've had to cancel that because a lot of that citrus is just not edible. So unfortunately, we've had to cancel that gleaning program this year, but hopefully we'll be back next year to try it again. Those citrus items, they go along with our food boxes as what we call bonus items or items to help make the food boxes a little more nutritious.
Where are you making up for that? How's that fruit coming in then? Well, 100,000 pounds, that's a lot of fruit.
It sure is. We hope that up in Phoenix the freeze was not so bad. So it looks like we may be able to make up some of that citrus by having some of it come down to us from the Phoenix area. And we hope that'll happen in February.
How about Tucson area residents who pick their own fruit? Can they donate it to the food bank? And you guys don't come out and pick it up. I mean,
not anymore. Yeah. We had to let the people go that we had hired to do that because we just didn't have enough. If somebody wants to pick their own fruit and they can guarantee us it's edible, they can bring it down to the food bank.
Perhaps they've used it themselves already,
right.
And they've done the test, and it's okay.
Yeah,
right?
They can bring it down to 3003 South Country Club Boulevard, and we'll gladly accept it. So, yes, if they have fruit that they picked and it's good, we'll take it.
Stephanie Bandkemper is with us. She's the chair of the 2013 Mardi Gras. It's the big fundraiser for the Community Food Bank of Southern Arizona. And we're talking with Jack Paris, public relations manager for the food bank. Stephanie, how did you get involved in the food bank? Have you been a big supporter for a long time?
Yeah, I actually got involved when I was a senior in high school and was their youth volunteer member until 2 years ago when I became an affiliated with Cox Business, and now I'm a helpful board member and the Cox Business representative.
Well, we want to wish both of you, Jack and Stephanie, the best of luck. And again, Stephanie, why don't you reinforce for us the 7 o'clock event, Mardi Gras 2013, Casino del Sol Resort, and where should people go for ticket information?
MardiGrasTucson.org.
There you go. Jack and Stephanie, thank you, and good luck to both of you. Thanks
thank you.
A lot.
Thank you, Bill.
All right, coming up now on 12:59 here as we close out the Buckmaster Show. Bottled water, our guests on the Buckmaster Show, they enjoy the bottled water provided by Culligan, offering the best drinking water and the largest variety of water treatment products and services available to your home or business. You know, I tell people, what is it? They ask me, what is it about Culligan? Real simple answer, Culligan water, it simply tastes better. Coming up this afternoon from 3 to 5, it's the John C. Scott Show. John, the 2013 Golden Mike Award winner. Our congratulations to John. Tomorrow morning, 6 to 8, it's Wake Up Tucson with Chris and Joe as the local talk continues right here on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice. We will be back with you at 12:04 tomorrow for our Thursday edition. I am Bill Buckmaster wishing you a great afternoon.
This is Michael Medved. Stay tuned for more Intelligent Talk on AM 1030 KVOI, Cortero, Tucson, The Voice.